Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode number 6. Today we're reading chapter 5 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Psalm 103, verse 8. Stacy hung up the phone. She quickly got dressed and headed to the kitchen. Her mother was sitting at the table, sipping some hot chocolate. She never touched coffee for her morning perk-up. It had to be hot chocolate. "Morning, Mom," Stacy said, giving her mom a hug. "Good morning, Stacy. Did you have a good night's sleep? I thought for sure you would sleep in." "I thought it best to get up. Besides, Monica wants me to come over to bake some cookies and spend some time together before I go off to college. I told her I'd be over at 2 o'clock. But if you'd rather I stay home..." Stacy pulled the cereal out of the cupboard and a couple slices of bread from the bread bag and proceeded toward the toaster. "Oh no, go ahead and have fun. I'm good for the day. How was the youth meeting? I failed to get a report last night." "It was a blast as usual. The new assistant pastor and his family are adorable. Wait till you meet them. You and Dad are coming tomorrow, aren't you?" Stacy poured milk on her cereal before sitting at the table. She smothered her toast with butter and took a big bite. "Of course we're coming," Sister Wilmington said with a smile, to which Stacy replied, "Mom, were you and Dad at it last night? What happened?" Sister Wilmington hesitated before answering as she thought back to last evening. She had received a series of phone calls, 5 to be exact. The female voice asked for Brother Wilmington 2 times, and the other 3 times no one responded when she picked up. She had learned to expect those calls the past few Fridays. On top of that, Brother Wilmington brought up the topic of her quitting her job again. She thought that was settled. The anonymous phone calls had begun to bug her, and she wondered if her husband was doing something behind her back again. She had asked him point blank if he had some woman calling for him, to which he responded negatively. That set off a series of other things, including not letting Stacy know what happened over 8 years ago. "Don't you dare go there. I told you I would handle it," Brother Wilmington said. "No, we need to handle it now. Your daughter is going off to college. She needs to know. Are you waiting for someone to tell her? Do you know how devastating that would be? Don't let her go off to college without letting her know. Willie, I beg you, don't do that." Brother Wilmington was at a loss for words. He started to leave the room, but was followed by a string of words from his wife. "By the way, we've been having some anonymous calls to come in the past few Fridays. Do you know anything about that? Do you have some lady calling for you?" Brother Wilmington looked at her with surprise in his eyes. He paused a little as if he was about to say something, then deciding against it, proceeded to the bedroom. "Willie, we need to talk. Everything's not settled in my mind yet. Can't you see this is slowly driving a rift between us?" Sister Wilmington's words were met with a slamming of the bedroom door. How could a perfectly good evening begin to turn so sour in such a short time? She thought. "Mom," Stacy's voice brought her back to the present. "Are you all right?" "Oh yes, I was just thinking. What happened last night?" "Well, your father and I have some unresolved issues which came up again last night. But don't you worry about it. You'll know in time. His time." His time, thought Stacy, as she rose to get some orange juice. "Where's Dad anyway? I thought I heard him leave earlier this morning." "He probably went walking or jogging." "Mom, how did you and Dad meet? I don't believe you ever told me." Stacy thought changing the subject would bring peace back to her mother's anxious face. "It's really strange. I was trying to avoid this fellow who claimed he had a crush on me and that God told him I was the one for him. One day, in trying to avoid him, I was breaking a corner around the English department when I bumped into your father. Or rather, he bumped into me. Or maybe we both bumped into each other. Turned out he was hurrying to turn in his English research paper, which he was running late on. He bumped into me with such force that I flew backwards, but his quick thinking saved me from an embarrassing moment. He grabbed my arms as I was about to hit the ground and pulled me toward him. As he steadied me on my feet, our eyes met. We looked at each other for a few seconds and burst out laughing. He was gracious enough to help me pick up my books, and he hurried off saying, "You may owe me one if my paper is not accepted by my professor." It seemed that afterwards we kept bumping into each other. He called me Miss Bumper and I called him Mr. Bumper. This was our third year in college. We started studying together, went out on Saturdays, and went to church together on some Sundays. In fact, he stopped going to his church on a regular basis and started coming to church with me. "Mom, that sounds so romantic. How did he ask you to marry him?" "If I tell you, you will not believe it. Try me," Stacy said. Well, we were at this restaurant. We had just graduated, and he and I decided to celebrate together, just the two of us. I remember it was about 9:30 that night, a warm May night, full moon, a kind of lazy type evening. It was one of those French type restaurants where they serve you your food, a course at a time. I could never get used to those types of restaurants. I want to see all my food before me at the same time. Stacy could see the gleam in her mother's eyes as she waited for her to continue. He kept whispering to the waiter. They looked like two schoolboys hiding some kind of secret. I kept asking what it was all about, but he said, "Don't worry about it. He's an old friend of mine." Anyway, we had a pleasant meal. Then I noticed the lights had gotten dimmer. "Are they closing already?" Grace asked in surprise. "No, not yet. At least, I hope not. My friend told me tonight was a special night," answered Willie Wilmington. Grace looked around a little disturbed. Then she whispered to Willie, "Is everyone looking at us or is it just me?" Before Willie could answer, the waiter walked toward their table, balancing a silver platter on the tip of his fingers, French style. Willie stood up to meet him. The waiter placed the platter before Grace, and after lifting the cover, scurried away like a little mouse afraid of being caught. Underneath the cover, sitting on a black satin doily, was the most exquisite diamond ring Grace had ever seen. It sparkled as the light's rays beamed on it. By this time, Willie was down on his right knee, and with the most sincere look on his face, like that of an innocent schoolboy, he proposed to Grace. "Grace, I know that I am not perfect, but will you marry me?" Grace did everything to keep from screaming in surprise. "Yes, Willie, I'll marry you." Willie took her in his arms, and as the other diners cheered them, he gave her a long hug and a soft kiss on the forehead. The rest of the night was like a dream. "Oh, Mom, that is so romantic," Stacy was all dreamy-eyed. A genuine smile flashed across Mr. Wilmington's face. Stacy was happy to see her mother smiling again.